Tonight, our 10th speaker is Tina from El Cajon.
Hi, I'm Tina. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Tina.
Ooh, I feel tall. Welcome to the newcomers, and happy birthday, Mark and Linda. Congratulations. Well, let's see what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. What it was like is not that much different than it was like for a lot of you. I drank and drank and drank and drank. I was a daily drinker for 10 years prior to coming into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. I got a divorce, moved back to San Diego with my three young children, and proceeded to drink every night for the 10 years following that. And in the beginning, it worked to take the edge off for me. It was a lot of work raising three kids on my own, and I felt like I deserved that to calm down in the evenings. But yet, it progressed to the point where it wasn't working for me anymore. I was tearing my family apart. I was no longer employable. And I didn't want to be here anymore. The last time I drank a fifth of rum and took a bottle of pills and passed out, and I was done. I woke up the next day and made a couple phone calls and decided to go into treatment. So I went into a 30-day treatment facility. And when I say I was done, I was done. When I went there is when I finally surrendered, and I went into that treatment facility to do whatever I was told to do, to take suggestions, because everything that I had been trying to do prior to that didn't work, and my way wasn't working. So that's what I did. I didn't like all the suggestions that were given to me. When I was in treatment, it was recommended that upon leaving treatment, I go into sober living. And I didn't like that. I wanted to go home and start, putting the pieces of my family back together. To back up just a bit, at the time when I got sober, my youngest was 10 years old. No, excuse me, he was 12. So I had a 12-year-old son, a daughter who was a sophomore in high school, and a son who was no longer living in our home because he had gotten too unruly to live in our home. So I had to ask him to leave. And my youngest son was leaving to go live with his father because he could no longer live in the home with me because I had become too unruly. So I had a daughter left at home who I was very anxious to go home and start rebuilding my life with, rebuilding our lives together. However, I did take the suggestion of the treatment facility, and I went into sober living for 3 months. And I didn't care for my sober living facility. There wasn't enough serenity there. No one understood that we were all there to recover. And it was chaotic at times. It was often chaotic. So while I was going through it, I didn't really appreciate it as much as I began to the more time I got. I spent the first year of my sobriety working on just that, just my sobriety, going to meetings, getting a sponsor. I did 90 and 90. I was in sober living in North County, so I started coming back to East County where I lived to find meetings to go to so that I could establish meetings once I came back home, and just worked very diligently on myself the first year. And I found that actually to be pretty easy because the obsession to drink was relieved from me right away. So I didn't have that obsession to drink, and I had a lot of support. And really the only responsibility I had was myself and to, do what I needed to do to stay sober. And that's what I did. And then it was time for me to start getting a job because I didn't have a job. I was unemployable when I got sober, and it was scary to start looking for a job, but it was time. So the the benefits and the joy of that this program has gotten me, and what it's like for me today is now I'm employable, and I have a job that I show up to every day. I probably work a little more hours than I should. I'm taking my responsibility of employment, I think, a little bit to the other edge, but that's something I can work on. I have my family back. A year ago, my youngest son moved back home with us, so he's home. And then, you know, then it started to be more and more for me on life's terms. The first year, I worked on just Tina and what Tina needed to do to stay sober so that I could be, you know, a sober mom and a responsible mom, a responsible friend, daughter, sister, employee. And that has all been really great. However, life has had its struggles for me. And I have had the opportunity of dealing with them as a sober woman. And it hasn't always been easy, and I haven't always liked it. And I will call my sponsor and my friends and complain about things that are going on in my life that I'm not happy with, that are hard for me. And I'm lucky enough to have a sponsor and wonderful friends in this program that can listen, but then yet gently suggest, make some suggestions for me. And I am willing enough to take those suggestions, thank gosh. Not, you know, it's in that, again, that's not always either easy either. But the problems that I, you know, the, I'm going to call them challenges that I have in my life today are really, for me, I have to look at as benefits that, and ways for me to grow more and to learn how to be a mother, a sober mother. Because the majority of my challenges at this point in my life have to do with my children. I have grown children, and I have a grown son who is suffering, and it's breaking my heart, and I don't quite know, you know, how to help him. And the best way that I find that I can help him today is by doing what I'm doing, staying sober, working my program. You know, I'm sober and available to listen to him today. This is a child who 4 years ago, we couldn't even be in the same room together. He couldn't stand to be around me, and I couldn't stand to be around him. And that's not the case today. He tells me how he's feeling, and I can listen. And I can call friends and my sponsor to kick around how to deal with it. And I get to grow and learn on how to deal with things. And I can't run and hide. I can't run to the bottle. And I can't hide all these feelings that are coming up. And I don't want to. And as scary as they are, and as nervous as I get, and as out of control as sometimes I feel that I am, and I am sometimes, I at least can find peace in knowing that I don't have to drink over it, that anything, any obstacle in my life, anything that comes my way, it's okay if I don't know how to deal with it. I'm not going to always know how to deal with it. You know, I was a daily drinker for 10 years and drank alcoholically, even though I didn't realize it a long time before that. So I never acquired the coping skills or, you know, how to be a mother. When things got too rough, you know, I drank all that and pushed all that down, and I don't have to do that today. No matter how scary it is, I have a solution. I have the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I have friends in this program. I go to meetings. I call my sponsor. And I pray. And that is probably something that I have lacked in this program, is trying to the best of my ability to have a conscious contact with my higher power. And I'm going to tell you, these last couple of months, I hear over and over again in these meetings, and I heard it last week from John say what a difference it made when he started dropping to his knees at night and praying to God for help and guidance and what his will is. And since I have been doing that, it has, I don't know how to explain it, because I still have some, you know, inner turmoil, but I guess I feel that I don't, it isn't all on my shoulders, but I don't have to do it all alone. That outside of the fellowship of this program, that I do have a God of my understanding that will help me through this. All I have to do is ask. So this is a wonderful program. I thank everybody in this room for everything that you have, because if it wasn't for all of you, I wouldn't be here. So thank you.